Hello, I'm Colin Green and you are listening to Spike Pit, episode 146. In this episode, we have got the man with all the board games. He's back and talking about Above and Below. Yes, he needs no introduction. It's Offed.
Today I'd like to talk about a board game called Above and Below. Designed and illustrated by Ryan Lockett. I hope that's pronounced correctly. The game is made by Red Raven. It's 2 to 4 players. They suggest a play time of 90 minutes. And the age they suggest is 13 upwards. But often I find that these games can be played by children a lot younger than that. So probably from about the age of 8 upwards. Your last village was ransacked by barbarians. You barely had time to pick up the baby and your favourite fishing pole before they started the burning and pillaging. You ran from that place in the dark of the night and wandered over a cruel desert, braving frozen peaks and crossing a rough sea field with sharks. Then you found it, the perfect place to make your new home. But as soon as you had your first hut built, you discovered a vast network of caverns underground, brimming with shiny treasures, rare resources, and endless adventure. Now you're organising expeditions and building your village above and below. During setup, each player will receive a player board, 7 coins, 1 starting house card, and 1 of each type of starting villager. The 6 house cards with a star in the left corner will be put on display, along with 4 of the 9 key house cards that will be randomly selected, the others not being used. A reputation board is put in the centre of the board and each player has a starting position on the reputation. You set all the tokens that are available, money, resources, potions, all to one side. Shuffle the cave cards and put them in a pile next to the reputation board. And then decide the first player. The game is played over 7 rounds where your collection of villagers will go out and explore, harvest, build, train or work to earn new resources and earn new points at the end of the game. The actions are explore, read an encounter and gain a cave card, harvest, pick up goods from cards you've already obtained, build any available house or outpost, Train new villagers that will join your village, and labour, where you can send your villagers out to get you money. Above and Below is like most board games where you collect resources and money, but it is different in the explore action that you can take. This is why I wanted to talk about it on the podcast, because it has got a role-playing feel for me. You can send your villagers to explore, where you use a book that has been created, the encounter book. You randomly roll an encounter, which is then read to you by the player on your left. You will be given a number of choices on what you can do with the encounter, and depending on how successfully you roll with the villages you've taken, you will receive some rewards. You may find a new villager that returns to your village with you, or if it doesn't go to plan, then some of your villagers may become injured. Now I'd like to give you some examples of some of the encounters where you will need to use your villagers to obtain lanterns, which is basically your success or failure rate during these encounters. So the more lanterns that your villagers can generate, the better you'll do in your quests. An example one here. You follow a well-worn path, holding your torches high. Before long, you reach a set of stairs carved into the stone, but the way is blocked by a massive brown rat, eyes glowing bright red in the darkness. Do you avoid the rat or attempt to pass? Avoid the rat, explore 3, the easy option. Fight past the rat, explore 4, or explore 7. You also receive a bonus of +1 lantern per hammer that your villagers hold. Another encounter example here. You come across a travelling merchant dressed in yellow and reining in an old green-skinned pack lizard. "Come, take a look at my wares," says the merchant as the shafts of daylight slice through the ceiling and light up his veiled face. The man is travelling alone, and as far as you can tell, he is unarmed. You could probably snatch one of his bags and run before he would be able to stop you. Do you haggle with a man or steal from him? Steal from the merchant, explore 3, or explore 7. Haggle, explore 4 and pay 1 coin, or explore 6 and pay 1 coin. If you haven't already realised, this is the part of the game that I really enjoy, the encounters, when you explore action is taken. There's 215 sections of text that you can read out through these encounters. Some are multi-parts, so you take an option and read on. A number of them are just the options that you take. You roll on your villagers' skills and they generate multiple lanterns, and hopefully you beat the higher number out of the options and you receive more resources or a better result. If you get the low result, you receive a smaller reward, and if you fail altogether, then your villagers are returned injured and out of the game for an extra turn, basically. So this is the fun part. This is the part that's got more of a role-playing feel to it. So to sum up then, Above and Below, I think is a fun game. Like to play it with the kids. They enjoy listening to the little excerpts of text or reading them out. I enjoy putting on little voices sometimes to add a little bit of role-playing to the encounters. I don't do particularly well at the game because I keep sending my villagers on to these explore actions when maybe I haven't got a strong enough party, but I just enjoy them so much. But if you've got access to the game, I'd recommend giving it a try if you know someone that's got it. If you see it cheap somewhere, I'd recommend picking it up. But I think there's quite a few little ideas for role playing that you may get from it. And if not, it's still a fun, good game.
And there you go. Hope you enjoyed that, listeners. We'll have to get Arfed back soon with another one of his picks. Above and Below is one of my favourite of this genre, actually. I do prefer a role-playing game still, but if you're struggling to get a full RPG to the table for whatever reason, that's something I've talked about before, this could be a good option. It's not true role-playing, but it's more or less like you're fighting fantasy or choose your own adventure mixed with a board game and made into something that's multiplayer. Nothing wrong with that. I think we're seeing more and more of these designs come along, and they all add something into the mix. You could perhaps also use it, like Arfed mentions, and take ideas and bring them into your normal RPG, in particular as a little twist on sort of subterranean and Underdark type adventures. Enough from me. All that remains to be done is to thank you, the listener. And once again, thank my patrons over at Spike Pit, the Pit Crew, for keeping me going and growing. Take care. I'll catch you later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.